Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Arisha, you know these people who are always breaking up and then getting back together?
Yeah, and I'm just like, did anything actually change? Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's a lot like actor Shailene Woodley and NFL star Aaron Rodgers. Those two have been on and off and on again. Now they're off, maybe for good this time.
Yeah, I'm getting major Tom Brady vibes here, but...
Wait, why? Did Aaron Rodgers have his balls deflated?
Yeah, that's it.
Here come the people. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skinner-Williams. It's Wednesday, April 27th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Give me that
hot goss. You know, sometimes it's just not a match. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers always seemed like kind of a bit of an odd couple, but they really did try to make it work. And the two recently got back together after calling off their engagement. But now it's over again.
Yeah, so a source confirmed the split to People, and the insider says they called it quits because Shailene wasn't happy anymore. Apparently, she felt everything was on Aaron's terms. So an insider also spoke to E! News about the breakup, saying Shailene really tried to give it another shot. She was spending time with Aaron, clearly hoping to make it work. And the source says Shailene quickly saw that nothing was going to change and said there was no reason to continue and she's done with it again.
I think this is good, actually. Like, if you still have feelings there and you're like, okay, well, it didn't work, but like, there's still feelings, let's try again. And if you try again and you realize, hey, this isn't going to work, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've all kind of been in this position where it's like, it didn't work, but maybe it's going to work now. And then we just kind of realize, nope, we can't. This is not going to work.
I mean, look at Bennifer. Like, people are backsliding all over the place. A pandemic will do that, too.
Yeah, they're working, supposedly. I'm losing so much on that pool.
So, like we said, this isn't the first time that these two have split up. News of a Shailene and Aaron breakup was first confirmed back in February of this year. But it didn't seem like it was a bitter end. Sources said Shailene and Aaron were amicable, and the relationship just simply wasn't working.
Yeah, so an insider told E at the time, they are two very different people. They are both focused on their careers, but it took them in separate directions, which makes sense. I mean, Shailene's a busy working actor, and Aaron obviously plays for the NFL, mm-hmm. which understandably, you're going to be busy and yeah. on very different schedules.
Yes.
And people reported that a source said Shailene and Aaron would stay friendly and clarified there was no bad blood or drama.
But the split in February obviously didn't last long because Shailene and Aaron were spotted getting cozy together shortly after reports of the breakup came out. They were seen together at the wedding of one of Aaron's teammates, and Aaron even publicly gushed about Shailene. Mm-hmm. So not too long after the breakup was confirmed in February, Aaron went on the Pat McAfee show, and he didn't comment on the status of his relationship with Shailene, but he did say he had an amazing partner to do life with. Mm. And Aaron also raved about how kind, talented, and smart Shailene is and referred to her as an incredible woman.
Yeah, he says she taught him what unconditional love looks like. And he also posted a photo of her snuggling up to him on his Instagram that same week. He tagged her directly, thanking her for letting him be a part of her life. Hmm. He also wrote, "Thanks for always having my back, for the incredible kindness you show me and everyone you meet," and said, "I love you and I'm grateful for you." So, I mean, it reads like they're back together.
Yeah. I don't have any of my friends saying this kind of thing. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, me neither. Rude.
I mean, I purposely took that picture of us snuggled up together for a reason and you just ignored it. But, you know, yeah, it is what it is.
Something should be private, Brooke.
Not when you have a podcast. But listen, I will say, like, these things he's saying are very sweet. Like, they've got yeah. real romance vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of here for it. Mm-hmm. So clearly these two have had a pretty up and down relationship, but they ultimately could not make it work. They're just too different. And because they seem to be such opposites, it was actually a big surprise when they first got together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Aaron was dating race car driver Danica Patrick in 2020, split from her in July of that year, and then he was connected to Shailene shortly after. And sports gossip blogger Therese Owens speculated that Shailene had something to do with Aaron's split from Danica,
ooh.
Which is always just like, just because people start dating shortly after another relationship does not necessarily right. mean something squirrely happened.
Right. Although, real quick, I do have to give props to the name Therese Owens because that's so good. I know you're not like a big football fan, but like
no.
the Therese thing off of Perez and then Terrell Owens is a football yeah. player. So like that's clever.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I just love that there is a sports gossip blogger.
I mean,
because that seems like it was an untapped market for too long.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So, but then a few months later in September, Aaron went on the Pat McAfee show and mentioned how enjoyable his life had been the last few months. Although he did keep it really vague, did not mention Shailene specifically. And then in February of 2021, a source confirmed the romance to Us Weekly. The insider said they started off as friends before falling for each other.
So then Aaron completely surprised everyone when he dropped the bomb that he was engaged to Shailene.
Mm-hmm.
He made the announcement in early February of 2021 at the NFL Honors Awards, where he was crowned MVP. I wish he would have said, "Suck it, Tom Brady," but unfortunately, he didn't say that. He just casually thanked his fiance during his speech, although he never referred to Shailene by name.
I love celebrities that do this. Like, I just love keeping people guessing, vaguely dropping hints, kind of
really?
Like how, yeah, like what Anna Faris did on that podcast when she accidentally dropped that she was married. Like, I just love where they're just like, oops.
Don't get me started on
my
her.
My bad.
Leave
okay,
her out
well,
of this.
I'm not trying to. But I just love it.
I'm pissed at her.
Why are you mad at her?
Because she gave that chihuahua up
oh,
or whatever
no.
she did.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, when you mess with animals, I'm done with you. That's all it takes for me.
So in his speech, Aaron talked about how crazy the year 2020 was and said, "I got engaged and I played some of the best football in my career." And of course, people were pretty shocked to hear, like, what? Engaged? Best football in your career?
Stop it.
Just kidding. I don't know anything about football. I'll take his word for it. But he'd only been connected to Shailene for roughly 6 months at that point. But then Shailene confirmed the news herself when she was on an interview with Jimmy Fallon in late February of 2021, which was just weeks after Aaron's MVP speech. Mm-hmm. And she showed off her engagement ring and said, "I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody who threw balls for a living." And she mentioned that they'd been engaged for a while.
See, this is the energy I appreciate. I don't like people being vague. Like, just come out and tell us all of your personal business. I don't want to ask for it. So during their relationship, Shailene and Aaron had to face a few hiccups. I'm sure we all remember this. We talked about it a couple times. Mm-hmm. Aaron faced controversy for misleading the public about his COVID-19 vaccination status. Aaron was asked if he was vaccinated during a press conference in August of last year and answered, "Yeah, I've been immunized." Mm-hmm. But he later confirmed that he had taken medical advice from podcast host Joe Rogan and was actually not vaccinated. But to his credit, podcast hosts, they know a lot, you know? Podcast hosts are some of the greatest people around.
A woman of science. I think I would know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, so Aaron said Joe told him to take ivermectin in combination with other things as a way to combat COVID. Now, ivermectin is approved by the FDA to be used as an antiparasitic, and it can also be prescribed to treat other conditions like rosacea or head lice, but it has not been approved by the FDA for treatment or prevention of COVID. And Aaron ended up testing positive for COVID and had to take time off from playing in the NFL. During this time, Shailene stayed pretty quiet about the whole thing, except mm-hmm. for posting one cryptic quote to her Instagram in November that read, "Calm seas may bring you peace, but storms are where you'll find your power." Mm-hmm. And then in February of this year, Aaron apologized to Shailene and his loved ones on the Pat McAfee show for not understanding how much his situation affected them. Can I just say, what kind of contract does he have with the Pat McAfee show?
I was just going to say, like, the Pat McAfee show is really his go-to.
Like, that's his only resource. Like, he's just like, "I will only have interviews with Pat. I don't care what anyone says."
Yeah. I'm honestly a little surprised that Joe Rogan isn't his go-to. If he's, like, taking medical advice from Joe, he obviously respects him a lot.
Well, Joe's his doctor, not his interviewer.
Oh, that's honestly a really great point. I forgot. I'm so sorry. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.